Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Evar Swanson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bob Bokin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe Chamberlain. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Milt Gaston. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Sisell. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting third. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Moose Salters. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Ostermueller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Fritz Ostermueller. And now, play ball. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haas moves to second. Bob Bokin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bokin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sisell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisell hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chamberlain scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Salters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chamberlain fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a fly ball into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Salters moves to third. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Salters scores. Farrell moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Fritz Ostermueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0-for-1 in the game. Swanson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Swanson moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons strikes out. There goes Bonura. The throw from Farrell to second, and Bonura is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-1 in the game. Cecil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-1 in the game. Werber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cecil moves to third. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chamberlain fields it and throws to second for the out. Cecil scores. One out. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0-for-1 in the game. Salters hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0-for-1 in the game. Boken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ostermueller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain is 0-for-1 in the game. Chamberlain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Chamberlain moves to second. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Larry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Farrell scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 0 for 1 in the game. Ostermüller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Ostermüller moves to second. Two outs. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea fires to first and picks off Sissel. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Swanson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Solters, who is chasing the ball. Swanson reaches third base with a triple. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ostermüller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Swanson scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0 for 2 in the game. Boken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ostermüller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chamberlain scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Morgan bunts towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson moves to second. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 0 for 2 in the game. Solters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston has Morgan trapped. There's the throw to Dykes and over to Shea, who tags Morgan for the out. Johnson moves to third. Solters moves to second. score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Porter reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Solter scores. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dykes. Porter scores. Farrell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Larry hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chamberlain strikes out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Shea hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0 for 2 in the game. Gaston hits a fly ball into center field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fritz Ostermueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermueller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ostermueller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Cecil moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Boken catches it and throws to first to double up Werber. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Swanson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bonura takes first base on ball 4. Swanson moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0 for 3 in the game. Boken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-3 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Soltis reaches second base with a double. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Porter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Soltis scores. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chamberlain fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Larry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ostermüller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dykes. Larry scores. Ostermüller moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-1, Red Sox. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Werber hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ostermüller scores. Cecil moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-1, Red Sox. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morgan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Boken misplays the ball. That's an error on Boken. Cecil scores. Werber moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-1, Red Sox. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hebbing fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chamberlain strikes out. Two outs. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Shea hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Soltis strikes out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Heving covering, for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. Chamberlain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Majeski pinch hits for Joe Heving. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. Swanson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Swanson moves to second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Swanson moves to third. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Oster Mueller fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.